This is the Android Buffet Podcast, episode number 377, recorded Wednesday, January 3rd, 2018, in 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. You sound like you're about to announce something for Truck Rally. Can you say Sunday, Sunday, Sunday?
Sunday, Sunday, Sunday!
Yeah, that's what you sound like.
Cool.
So how was your New Year's celebration? Did you do any celebrating?
We did. We went to a party, and then we went to fireworks, and then we went to sleep.
Don't you go to sleep every night?
Typically. I mean, it's not a rule, but it does seem to be somewhat of a habit.
It's a good habit. I missed it. I was working on a project, and then I looked up. It was 12:02. But I accomplished a lot. More projects to take care of, though. But here in New York, we're expecting snow tomorrow.
Snow?
Yes.
Isn't that illegal? I think it's illegal here.
Well, I hear that you have a record cold front and went under 50.
No, it's actually, we're going to go below freezing. But we always go below freezing for a couple days every year.
Yeah.
It's a lot earlier than normal, but it's okay.
Well, we're in the middle of a cold spot ourselves.
I think the entire U.S. is.
So tomorrow, my employer has generously allowed me to work from home.
Why is that generous?
I don't know. I've slipped and slid down the highway when they thought that I had to be the office. So it is nice that they've relented on that over the years a little.
Cool.
But I get to stay at home and hopefully be too bad. But we'll see. Let's see. There are a few things. I had to go back and have some repairs done on my car to get Android Auto working. But it works.
So he did fix it.
He also asked me to give him a good review on either Google or Yelp.
And did you?
I'm still thinking of how to give him a...
Oh.
He has a tendency to respond to those reviews, mm-hmm. personally.
And, good. He cares about his rankings and stuff.
But the gentleman who owns the shop that I had it done in, a very opinionated individual, as I discovered while I was sitting there having work done. And I do not want his opinionated nature turned towards me.
Oh.
So I'm trying to think of a accurate thing that I can say that it's basically Android Auto has to be hooked up using USB. That's
right.
Although now here in 2018, they are finally releasing the first wireless Android Auto, which will basically create a peer-to-peer Wi-Fi connector to get the data from the head unit.
Oh, cool, cool.
So when they installed the head unit in my car, they hooked in the original factory USB port. There was a little notice in the box saying that you shouldn't do that.
Why?
Because the data connection was not stable over factory. They'd recommend a direct connect, not through a five-year-old cable.
Okay.
So I pointed it out to them, and they still charged me for labor for fixing it, even though they basically installed something incorrectly, in my opinion. But in order to be done with it, I paid them. But he thinks he gave me a wonderful deal because he didn't charge me for the USB cable.
Oh.
He just charged me for an hour of labor.
Which was, what, $15?
$85.
Wow, that's more than I get paid.
Mechanics get paid a lot, what can I say?
Cool.
Either way, I paid the extra money because otherwise, what was the point? Now, of course, I have a cable sticking out of my glove compartment instead of needing the car, but it works. So I was not happy with how the final part played out or the attitude he gave me when I pointed out that I rely on the people who install radios all day to know what the instructions say.
Right.
And when I read the instructions and find out that they didn't do what the instructions recommended, I really don't feel I should be responsible for that, but it wasn't worth fighting over.
Cool.
So I now have Android Auto, which allows my screen to mirror to the car, and I am enjoying it.
Nice.
I'm glad
to hear that.
It is a completely new car-like experience.
Really?
Well, previously, I had my car, my phone on a mount, I would basically interact with it that way. But now it is no longer on a mount. It is basically stuck inside the glove compartment.
I don't think I'd be happy with that.
Why not?
Because.
But what if you had a screen in your car that looked exactly like your radio? I mean, that looked exactly like your phone that you could touch that would allow you to interact with you.
Yeah, that's cool and all, but I don't think I'd be happy with a cable sticking out like that.
That's why I closed the glove compartment with the phone inside it.
I think I'd be happy with that. But if it works for you, then I'm happy.
Will you tell me I sent you a...
The cable looks a little weird, but like I say, man, if you're happy, then that's all that matters. Really.
Okay. Also, today... this afternoon, The Moto X 4 finally got Oreo.
What? Oreo?
Yes. The operating system that I've been waiting for, that they've been saying is rolling out to my phone. And immediately after that, it told me that it wanted to repair to the car because it had new Bluetooth capability.
Oh, nice.
Apparently, it can use new codecs and new profiles. I forget.
Does that mean you'll get like metadata from whatever you're listening to on your radio?
Well, I'm getting that because of the Android Auto.
Oh.
But the options are that came in were not just, usually it says phone audio and media audio. It now has use high quality audio and contact sharing, which weren't there before. So I'm guessing that they've added more profiles.
Cool.
So
I like it.
It was a very Android-y. So let's see what else is going on. The Pixel 2's portrait mode has been ported to some non-Google devices running Android Oreo. I was going to try this before the show. However, at the time that I wrote that, I didn't have Oreo. But now maybe I should see if this phone will.
Okay, but correct me if I'm wrong. The portrait mode basically means it makes the background fuzzy.
Well, it's a lot of software based in hand.
But it makes the background fuzzy. That's what it does.
If you want to oversimplify it, yes.
What else am I missing? What else does it do besides make the background fuzzy?
It does a bunch of other things related to it.
Related to making the background fuzzy.
Well, no, it does some things to the foreground.
It makes the foreground not fuzzy?
It does enhancements on the foreground, adjustments to the background. It basically tries to create a specific type of look.
Like it, I don't know. Okay.
I'm sorry that you...
It's not that I don't like it, it's that I don't understand it.
Okay. Well, you have a Pixel 2, so you're trying it.
I did try it. And you know what I saw?
That it made the background fuzzy?
It made the background fuzzy.
Okay. Motorola and HTC have confirmed that they don't throttle older devices. So basically, Apple was found to have been throttling older devices in order to allegedly preserve battery life.
No.
Nope, they admitted. They admitted. So
to conserve battery life. Okay, I'll buy that.
But again, it had the net effect of making older devices more slowly, which if you have an older device, makes it seem like Apple was doing something other than trying to preserve battery life on older devices. So Motorola and HTC issued a statement that they do not have a similar practice. So it is news that they are not doing something.
Ah, cool. Go HTC and Motorola. Of course, I guess that means that
listening
that the battery life suffers.
Yeah. But it means that you're not sacrificing your device over time in order to preserve a battery that may be dying. You may be able to replace the battery.
Yep, that'd be cool.
Because again, they may not be user serviceable, but they're certainly serviceable. There is somebody who puts the battery on.
Yep.
So there's been experimental Android Auto support added to TinyCam Monitor Pro beta. I've mentioned this app a bunch of times. It's a app for watching cameras. And they keep adding interesting features, such as in the past, they added it so you could watch your camera from your Android Wear device.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's you can watch your camera from your Android Auto. Although in this case, the developers admitted they're not sure if that does or does not violate the terms of service for Android Auto apps, which would be non-distracting. But the developer has said that the purpose was to allow you to install an IP camera on your car and watch it backup camera.
Ah. Hmm.
And there are other reasons. I don't know. I think somebody said that there's a way to have Android Auto allow certain functions when the car's in park.
I've never been a big fan of those. I mean, I understand why they're there, but dislike it.
Well, the mechanic, not the owner that I was fighting with, the mechanic who installed everything in the car pointed out to me that they installed a bypass switch for that for me without me asking. Which was really helpful because Android Auto thought that the car was, wasn't in park when it was. I did have to flip the
switch. Ah.
Otherwise, I'd rather not do anything I'm not supposed to be doing while I'm driving. I have navigation, I have music, I have podcasts, and I have telephone calls. That's
all right.
Anyway, KeePass 2 Android beta was updated with autofill support in Oreo. So KeePass 2 Android is a KeePass client Android, if the name didn't really give that away. So now it has autofill support again in its beta, which is
good. I wonder how they're handling the security stuff.
Why? Compared to any other auto, what's the difference?
Well, I don't know. I still use... LastPass to autofill my stuff, so yeah. I guess I shouldn't.
Well, the difference is, what do you know about KeePass 2? What do you know about KeePass in general?
That it is like LastPass, except the storage of your passwords is not cloud-based. It's like on the computer that you own.
Well, I'm going to say yes and no, only for one
reason. Because you can put it in a Dropbox?
Well, no. You can put. They do allow you to sync to a variety of different. So you can store it locally. That's one of the options. But you can also... stored in a few other places. That's where I keep, I do have LastPass, but other types of passwords. But it allows you to, I was just going to list, it allows you to keep your storage on the system in Dropbox, in Google Drive, to download a copy via SFTP, FTP, WebDAV, own cloud or get from third-party app. So the third-party app was one that had an interface to the file storage system. So it's basically wherever you want to keep.
Okay.
So it is nice. So far, have you done autofill with the LastPass beta?
I have.
Okay, because I installed that today now that I have the ability to use it on something, and I have not actually autofilled it.
Oh, I use LastPass all the time.
What do you autofill?
Passwords.
No, in what app?
Oh, banking apps, HipChat. I mean, I have to log into several different apps.
Okay.
Just a...
So far, a lot of my apps are already logged in, therefore I haven't needed to log into
Spotify, Reddit, Mint, AMC Theaters,
but once,
Slack.
Yeah, but once you log in
once... Federal Bank of America.
But once you log in once, it's not asking you to log in every time, is it?
I use it on Chrome a lot. Yep. I use it.
As long as it works for you.
The T-Mobile app.
I haven't had a chance to really try it.
YouTube app. No, I didn't. Yeah, I used it because I had to sign in. Yep. Amazon.
So let's see what else. Telegram now supports up to 3 unique accounts if you have a Telegram account. Do you have a Telegram account?
I do.
What do you use it for?
Chatting.
With who? Well, no, I'm not talking about, I'm not asking you to name names. I'm saying what is the advantage of Telegram, the myriad of other messaging apps that exist in the universe?
Personally, I don't like Telegram, but the rooms and the people that I use it to talk to aren't on anything else.
Okay.
It's mostly ingress related and Bitcoin related.
Okay. How is Bitcoin for you? I haven't asked.
I'm happy.
Okay. I'm hoping that it continues to work out.
Working out fine. Right now, it's a little over $15,000 of coin.
Glad to hear it. I hope that it can be a viable concern.
Me too!
Which reminds me, did you have a chance to work on your bio that explains something more than your upcoming Bitcoin podcast?
Carp. No.
Okay.
Well, okay, that's not the correct answer. Did I have a chance to? I had many chances.
Did you know?
Did I? No.
Okay, at some point you probably should. I know we're big on procrastinating about actually improvements to this project.
Hey, man, if there's anything I'm good at, it's procrastinating.
Unfortunately, at this point in the recording, it cut out. Rather than asking Jerry to come back, and since we had pretty much finished up the show notes at that point and pretty much said goodnight, I did not ask him to come back and re-record the goodbye. I'm doing that myself. We will be back next week with another episode, and I will deal with the recording issue. My apologies for the awkward ending.